Okay, we continue the Musar of Hosea, which is the Haftarah of Bamidbar. And the first three psukim, as I indicated yesterday, the first three psukim of the Haftarah are the words of the Navi himself, which are positive words. And starting from Pasuk Dalid, the words of Musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Navi. Now here, even though we learned Pasuk Dalet yesterday, I wanted to comment on it before we go further. The Nevuah that begins in the fourth Pasuk is Rivu Be'imchem Rivu. Fight with your mother's fight. Kihi loy ishtiva anaychi loy isha. God says that because of the lack of faithfulness of Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, so to speak, no longer married to God. In Pasuk Zayin, which is where we're up to, he says, "Gazansa imam hayvisha hayrasam," that their mother was mizana; she was not faithful. Hayvisha hayrasam. It's a shame to their place to the womb from which they were born. Ki amra elcha achrei ma'avai, because the Jewish people said, "I want to go after my beloved." Noiste lachmi umeimai tzamri upishti shamni vishikuyoi. I'll explain that in a moment. But Klal Yisrael went after these Zainim, after those who courted her, so to speak, the Umasailam. Now here I want to point out to you, there is a general, if you can call it a machlaikis, between the Nevi'im. Now, all the Nevi'im speak the word of Hashem, and nevertheless, every Navi has his own brand or his own flavor. There appears to be a machlaikis between Yeshaya and Yirmiya, as to whether it is appropriate to say that Klal Yisrael is, so to speak, divorced from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's not just the Psukim, but both of these Psukim have Gemaras, which in each case take it quite literally. One is in Yirmiyah, the beginning of Perek Gimel. Yirmiyah begins, Leimar, Hein Yishalach Ish Es Ishtai, if a man divorces his wife, Ha'olucha Mei Itai Vaisa L'Shacher, and she marries another man, Hayashav Eileha Oid. Know the answer to that question? A man divorces his wife and she marries someone else, cannot take her back. Ma'asi Grushosai, a man who divorces his wife can take her back only if she hasn't married someone else in between. That's called Ma'asi Grushosai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael is divorced, I divorced Klal Yisrael, and now they've taken other gods. Can they return? That's the Nevuah of Yirmiyah. So the Gemara says on this that G'dayla Tshuva, the Tshuva is so great, that Doicha Loisa Seisha B'Tayra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back Klal Yisrael despite having been divorced. What? Well, they put their faith in other gods. That's what the Pasuk is referring to.
If a man divorces a woman,
Well, the question is, you see, you can ask a kasha on the Navi, but you can't deny the Navi is saying it.
No, exactly. In my other question words, if a man divorces a woman and becomes a zoni, she doesn't marry somebody else, she just has relations, so he can take her back.
That's correct. He can. But what he says is, Klal Yisrael is faithful to other gods. Klal Yisrael is faithful to other gods, and that's why. Look, you can have kashas on the Navi, but you're not denying the Navi says. The Navi gives this marshal. The Navi says, "You're divorced. What's going on?" Almana. It's a kalmana, but that's really not a reference to Jewish people. It's a reference to Yerushalayim. Kenida Hayasa is a reference to Yerushalayim. Yeah. She's barren. No one's touching her, so to speak. She's alone.
The other Navi says, "Did I give you a get?"
Which Navi is that? It's Navi Yeshaya in Perek Nun in Daftar of Parsha Sekev, Omer Koyamar Hashem, Eze Seifa Krisus Simchem, Asher Shalachtia. Where is there a divorce that I have sent that you're divorced from me? And again, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, the last Perek of Yuma, that after the Chorban, they came to the Navi, to Zachariah, and they said to the Navi, If a man divorces his wife, does he have any right to make demands of her? The way the Rashi explains, he was saying, well, if we're divorced, so we're back to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, we're not Mukhiyim Nitarig Mitzvahs. And to that, the Navi responds with Yeshaya's words, Eze Sefer Krisisim Chamesha Shalatiyah, that there is no divorce. So it appears to be some type of a difference of focus between the two. Now, if we look at Hosea.
If they're arguing.
What? So it's a really neat trick. He's married to her, not married to her, depending on what he wants to be at the moment.
There's a chumra. What was it? One said, all right, so it moves on and it doesn't deserve to come back. The other one's not saying that all, that they didn't go. He's saying is that you can't go.
They both agree that what? That there was a divorce, there was no divorce.
That Yisrael did a terrible thing.
What? They also agree that tonight is Wednesday, but right. Is a divorce is not a divorce.
One saying is
there a divorce or not a divorce?
There's not a real divorce.
There's not a real divorce.
That's what I'm saying, it's not a real divorce. You can't go any place else. The other one says,
so what is Hashem?
Enough of a divorce. This is what he's saying.
All right, there's got to be some in between. My point is that the Navi Hosea seems to dance on both sides of the aisle. Now, the Navi Hosea says, Kihi lo ishti, v'anaychi lo isha. The Navi seems to say that there's no longer a marital relationship between God and the Jewish people. At the end of the Haftarah, the Navi says, V'arastichli li'aylam, that our marriage is eternal. And it's a bit of a problem, unless it's referring v'arastichli li'aylam only after the Geula Asida, not Mestaver. So it says, V'ayay b'yaymahunam Hashem tikri yeshiv, v'lay tikri li'ay bali. So, the issue needs to be resolved. The Darshanim resolve it in the Bederach Trush, which doesn't leave a person satisfied. They Darshanim say that if a man is Mekadesh Isha on a Tanai, Shmuel gave the Torah on the condition the Jews are faithful. The Jews are not faithful, what happens? The Kedushin Abatel. The Kedushin Abatel, so she's not divorced, but it's still true that you're not my wife anymore. The lashon of Hosea that he lo yishtiv and I lo isha. What happens is it's really better because if she was married, if a woman is married to him, she's mizana tachtav, so she's a zayinah, she's chayav misa. He's not allowed to be married to her. But if the kedushin were given on a tanai, then when she's mizana, the kedushin are batal, and then things are, so to speak, technically better. And that's Derech Drush. I don't know that Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekadesh al Tanai, but that's one of the.
Who is given over to the Navi as like in a general way, and then he puts his own stamp on it. So if the Nevuah can be interpreted 180 degrees differently by different people,
there has to be a resolution. There can't be 180 degrees. So obviously there has to be some sort of a resolution of the difference. So there's no shortage of resolutions. You're sitting here relaxed in an armchair. There's such a thing as a melus b'tayra, trying to figure it out, you know. It would be like to have, you're spoiled by your rabbi. He always gives you answers instead of telling you to go home and do your homework. So, it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchais, he broke the luchais, and in that way somehow broke the ksuba of Klai Yisrael on the Jewish people. So now Klai Yisrael were not unfaithful to Hashem because it was never. If you look in the Lashon of the Medrash there, it says the Shtar Ksuba was broken, which is puzzling because the Shtar Ksuba is not a. Somebody once called me, he told me his ksuba is puzzle. And he asked me, does that mean we're not married? And the excitement in his voice was troublesome. It really was. But anyway, it seems that there are two relationships. There's a relationship, like when a person is married, there's a kedushin relationship and a nesuin relationship. Today we give the ring under the chuppah. We really don't know the difference between kedushin and nesuin except when we learn the Gemara. But technically speaking, there are two relationships between a husband and a wife. There's the kedushin relationship, which is a commitment. Now, technically, she's an Eish HaSish, but it's a commitment that is a arm's length commitment. The woman still lives in her father's house, and it's sort of a it's not an intimate relationship. It's more of a promise than a relationship. And then there is the chuppah, which is the bringing of the wife into the man's house, which is nisuin, which is sort of, which is complete, and that's where the ksuv obligation begins. Now, Klal Yisrael had a two-step relationship, there's no question, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that before Matan Torah there was some level of relationship, and Matan Torah, which was a chuppah, was sort of completed it. Kafaleim Harkagigas, as I'll say, like a chuppah, the har was held over the Jewish people. So that, it's not possible for a married man couple to be divorced from their nisuin and not their kedushin. Nevertheless, the breaking of the luchas was in a way it upended the second level of the relationship at Har Sinai, and the original relationship remains, so that there were consequences for the egel, but whatever the breaking of the luchas accomplished, it accomplished nevertheless. And that, which, if we had the time, can be divided between what we call Yichus Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael. Yichus Yisrael, Jews have from Avram, and Kedushas Yisrael from Har Sinai, and it's just not time to go into the explanation of the two aspects. But that is, in a way, the difference. Ve'eras kichli layim, the erusin is permanent. The Yichus Yisrael is a permanent, it's a fact of life. The Kedushas Yisrael, that's a different story. Kedushas Yisrael was, I can't say eliminated, but it was, there was a get. There was an upending of it at the time of the Churban. And, that idea is, I guess the basic idea without, I've learned a few psukkim of Daf Torah. That's the basic idea. Now let's learn again, Pasuk Zayin, the seventh Pasuk of Daf Torah. Kizonsa imam avisha rasa ki omra. The Jewish people said, Elcha achrei mahavai, let me go after my beloved, noisne lachbai umeimai, those who provide my food and drink, tsamri upishti, my clothing, shamni vishikuvoi, my oil and drink. This is a reference to Ashur and Mitzrayim. The Jewish people constantly put their security in their hearts. Their security was based on their neighbors. Much as Israel today feels, the politicians feel, the security depends on a relationship with the United States. No different. It's exactly the same thing that in those days, they went back and forth, which is almost comical, because if you have a neighbor who guarantees you security, why does it have to change every generation or two as to who you're relying on? But anyway, Ashur and Mitzrayim, the neighbor to the north, neighbor to the south, were the sort of the guarantors of Eretz Yisrael. That's where they, the non-religious Jews in Eretz Yisrael, put their faith. Lochein, hinni nisach es darkech basirim. Hashem says, you're going to go to Golus. I will put thorn bushes on your roads, but gadati es gedera, and close its close access. V'sivisel leisim, so you're not going to find your way around Eretz Yisrael. V'ritfas ma'aveh. When the Churban comes, you're going to run to your beloved. They're not going to be interested in you. As much as you desire, you will not find them. And then you're going to wake up that your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more reliable than your faith in people. And halavai, today we should wake up to that idea. Now there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I'll tell you a fascinating stira, and I don't really know any, I'm sure there are, but we'll give Herbie the homework. I don't know clearly of somebody who asked a stira. This is in my notes on Yeshua, but I haven't given the shir because I don't have an answer. So it's a very old piece of paper. It says on top, not used. I never gave a shir on it because I don't have a good answer. But here's the question. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Gimel darshens this pasuk, and it says, darshening this pasuk, that the Gemara asks, when the Gemara calculates the fires from mountain to mountain, where they sent news of the new moon, the Gemara makes a calculation, and the Gemara asks, Ha'idna tuvahava, the distance to Bavel today is greater. Amar Abaye is tatume is tatum derachi. The ksiv lechein hin nisach darkech besirim. It brings this pasuk, which means to say that in the galus, the distance between points in Eretz Yisrael is longer than in the time that the Beis Hamikdash stood. In other words, in the time Beis Hamikdash stood, they went to mountain, they were able to get to Bavel quicker, a shorter trip than using the roads today, which are somehow mystically more distant. So it comes from here that in the galus, the roads are longer than they were before. The second Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, it says Eretz Yisrael b'zman sheyoshvin aleha ravcha, b'zman shein yoshvin aleha gamda. The Gemara dashes the pasuk Eretz Tzvi, the skin of a deer when it's on the animal is stretched; it's bigger than when it's off the animal. So there, the Gemara says just the opposite. There, the Gemara says that that Eretz Yisrael is bigger during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and smaller during the time of the Churban. And in Rosh Hashanah it says the opposite. The heart goes with smaller during Galus and bigger during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, it appears to be a stira between two Gemaras. On something that's rather technical. It's a question of bigger or smaller, and it's a difficult thing to deal with. I'm not sure. The Eretz Tzvi idea, I like to quote the 1947 study by the English as to how many humans the resources of Palestine can accommodate. And they came up with their study with the number 600,000. That the ability of the earth to give its bounty, its fruit, and the water, and all the different resources of the land can only accommodate a maximum of 600,000 people. So that was there in 47, part of their immigration policy. So here, we're at 10 times that much and more, and the land of Israel gives forth its blessing. And Baruch Hashem, there's still plenty more to go. There's still plenty of room for all of us. So it's what the Gemara is referring to. Eretz Tzvi, it's a land that when Klal Yisrael is there, it stretches, and when Klal Yisrael is not there, it sort of shrinks.
Maybe that's why it's a shorter distance.
Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. In one of the two Gemaras, that's what it's saying.
Longer, right? If Eretz Yisrael was bigger, then the trip to Bavel was shorter.
If it was bigger, the trip to Bavel is shorter.
Yes, because it already expanded to that direction. Expanded in every direction. So
when things expand, it's longer. And it's usually longer when something expands. If you blow up a balloon, there's more surface.
It's expanding out.
No, they
expand.
Out.
Right, but it can't be shorter. It's going from your line. But shorter is
the next country, it's shorter if you're strong, it became bigger.
From the edge of Eretz Yisrael, that's what it means. From the edge of Eretz Yisrael, it's closer to
it.
Yeah, that just doesn't fit the Gemara. I want to leave you with a beautiful vart on the end of the Haftarah, on the Ve'erastichli La'olam, which of course, this is a great vart for a Rav, because a vart on Erastichli La'olam, you can say at a wedding, or Sheva Brachos, you can say at a bar mitzvah, of course we put it on, as a short vart, and it has a story with it, which I will see. This is a great vart. It's Fasemus. Erastichli La'olam, Erisin is not marriage. I told you earlier. Erisin is temporary, is like engagement. And Nisuin is marriage. So imagine if someone's engaged, he tells his Kala, I want to be engaged forever. So, you know, that's not what she had in mind. She didn't mean to remain engaged forever. She wanted to get married. So what does it mean we'll be engaged forever? So the Sfasemis says that when a person gets engaged, he has a certain excitement, a certain joy. You prepare before you see each other. You're careful the way you talk to each other. There's a uniqueness, a special relationship in engagement, in being engaged. Ve'erastichli La'olam is this idea that we should always keep that freshness of Erisin, well, we should always be able to keep. Similar to the pasuk Madavid Hashem Eiri, we say Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. Lachseis b'neim Hashem ulevaker beheichole. Levaker is to visit occasionally. Levaker beheichole. There are people like that who visit the shul only occasionally. Levaker is to visit. So I think Tosefos himself says the same idea. He says when you're a visitor, you're a guest. You walk in, you look around. You know it's something unique. It's something special. The idea of haker beheicholoi is to be able to always have that special uniqueness. The story I like to tell with it is a story about a yeshiva bacher. A man came to a Rosh Yeshiva and asked him for a good boy for his daughter. He said, "This boy is a wonderful boy. He hasn't gone out yet. He's just starting to go out. Just perfect." They go out. So the next day, the father comes to the Rosh Yeshiva and he says, "Why'd you read my daughter such a creep? An awful person." He says, "Awful person? What are you talking about? What happened on the date?" He says, "The guy got in the car. I picked up my daughter and he just drove around. Didn't say a word. Just driving around. Finally, my daughter wanted to break the ice. So she says, do you have any brothers?" So he says, "What's the difference if I have brothers? It makes a difference. If I have a few brothers, more brothers, it doesn't change anything." So she thought maybe there's some sensitivity about the brothers. So she asked him, "What does your father do for a living?" He says, "He makes a living. You're worried about how much money he makes. That's what you're worried about." A very strange date. So driving around, finally, she says, "You know, maybe we should stop for a soda." He says, "Soda? Is something wrong with water? Water is good. We need soda." So Rosh Yeshiva goes, "Oyvei, it's all my fault," he says. "All my fault. What do you mean all your fault?" So the boy came to me. He said, "I never dated a girl before. I never talked to a girl. What do you do on a date?" I said to him, "Listen, get in the car and talk to her the way your father talks to your mother." And, so that's the Averes Tichlei Leivam story. And, it's a short part with a story, and the whole thing takes 2 minutes. And you can even say it over a parashas by Midbar for the Haftarah as well. The problem is they remember the story next time if they don't remember the Haftarah.